Well, do you generally work full, get a full day in, or do you?
It all depends. With this, there's just no telling. Since it's just a public service, why, anytime anybody can talk, I'll be there.
Well, with you yesterday, did you,
interviewing at 2:30 in the afternoon. And before I got my person, I had talked to two people to recommend people. Then they sent me to one man they thought would do, but he grew up in East Texas. He sent me to another one. He'd gone to Chickasha, so I talked to his wife. She was partially deaf. She sent me to another lady, but she'd been born in Arkansas and came in when she was about 7. She sent me to another lady, but she'd been a school teacher. She suggested her mother, and I couldn't see her until 2:30. So eventually I interviewed her mother.
Well, do you, suppose, like, you come here, when you stopped, like, if you stopped at Cups, would you just take one recommendation? Surely you'd get several names so that
no.
You can be turned down a time or two.
Yeah, at Cups, I think I got 3. And then we discussed the people. We discussed the personalities. Would the man be likely to do it? Do you think he'd enjoy something like this? Because I don't like to talk to people who think, oh, the nuisance, I'll get rid of it. And I'll just tell him anything. And this, of course, is just a waste of time for everybody. But they said that you would probably be my best bet. They said I'd enjoy talking to you and all I could, but so I figured you'd be my first one. And I came here and you said you'd do it, and I've enjoyed it. But it's hard to get the right person. It takes a lot of time. Now, when I worked in Ardmore, I'll turn this thing.
It was a big part around here. They spoke German until that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's significant. I was interested when they said that your background was German and your parents spoke German. I was interested in talking to you just to see what had happened to this. Because this is significant, very significant.
This, we were talking the other day about this here. Other meat product that I remembered as a boy.
Magen?
The Schwarzenmagen. Schwarz is the rind, ain't it? Isn't the rind of a hog, isn't that Schwarz?
Good heavens. Schwarz would be black.
Schwarz is black, but this here is, it's something like that. What is a rind in German?
Rind is one word. I think that also means the, outer part of a wheel. Oh, I can't think.
But it was something like that, Schwarzenmagen, something like that. I don't remember. But it had a bunch of rinds and had the ears and stuff like that. It was a.
I wonder if that's what the Scotch call haggis. That stomach pudding.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
I forgot to check that. I was going to go and look it up in a German dictionary, but I forgot it. That is, when I was home, I forgot. I thought of it half a dozen times since.
But it was something like that that they made it.
I enjoyed we were in Madison, Wisconsin for a year. I taught there at University of Wisconsin. I liked that country. I liked the sausages and things like that. They made some dandies up there. And sent them out. Cheese. Good heavens. Cheese factories in every little town. You go in, you can buy cheese right at the factory. But usually they'd specialize in one kind or two kinds. And if you wanted Swiss and they didn't make Swiss, they'd have it. They'd buy it from Kraft or somebody like that just to have it on stock.
Well, do you like that teaching? Now, you get